Okay, today's daf is Makis Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amud Beis. Let's start with the two dots. So we got into the second parak, the end of last week, into the sugyas of Golos. So the Mishnah said yesterday on Ches Amud Beis that, to review the line of the Mishnah, Mishnah says, HaKol Golan Al Yidei Yisrael, everybody goes to Golos Al Yidei Yisrael for killing a Jew, Yisrael, V'Yisrael, Golan Al Yidei, and the opposite also. Every Yisrael goes to Golos, goes to the year Miklat Al Yidehen for killing blank, Chutz Biger Toshav, except for a Ger Toshav, or the Ger's on the side, Chutz Me Al Yidei Ger Toshav, except for killing a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav ain't a Golan Al Yidei Ger Toshav, which we'll, Bezrat Hashem, get to in a few minutes. So the Gemara says, HaKol Golan Al Yidei Yisrael, HaKol Golan Al Yidei Yisrael Asuyei Mai, as the Gemara always asks, if it says, everybody, so who is meant to be included here? Everybody is goes to Golas Al Yidei Yisrael for killing Yisrael, La Asuyei Eved V'Kusi. An Eved and a Kusi, a servant and Eved Kenani, this is talking about, and a Kusi, so they go to Golas for killing a Jew. So an Eved Kenani is not Chayav in Mitzvah, or Mitzvah, so that's why you might have had a Havamina, otherwise, and a Kusi, we'll see. Tanina Lahadatan Rabbanan. So let's say this is related to what we learn elsewhere in a Brisa. Eved v'kusi gola v'loke al yidei Yisrael. An Eved and a Kusi could get Golus and could get Loke, get Malkus, on account of a Jew. Somehow, whatever the case is. V'Yisrael gola v'loke al yidei Kusi v'Eved. And the opposite is true. A Jew could go to Golus and get Malkus for committing a crime that has to do with a Kusi or an Eved. So, what are the cases? Bishlama Eved v'kusi gola al yidei Yisrael v'loke. I understand how an Eved and a Kusi could go to Golus and get Malkus on account of a Jew. Why? Gola de Katle. If an Eved or a Kusi kills a Jew b'shogeg, he goes to Golus. Viloke de Latye. And he gets Malkus if he cursed a Jew. If he cursed a Jew, this is the Raisa of Losa Kalel. So then, therefore, so that's why, because of that, he would get Malkus for that. That is de Latye. Ella Yisrael gola viloke al yidei kusi. But what about the opposite? That a Jew will go to Golos or get Malkus because on account of a kusi. So what's the case? So bishlama gola de katzle. So fine, if a Jew kills an eved or a kusi by mistake, shogeg, he goes to Golos. Fine. Ella loke amai. Why would a Yisrael get Malkus for a on account of a kusi or an eved? Delatye, because he curses him. V'nasi ba'am cholosar ba'osa ma'isa amcha. But the iser of cursing a fellow Jew, v'nasi ba'am cholosar, don't curse, and the widarshin ba'osa ma'isa amcha. When it says amcha, it has to be somebody who is doing actions that reflect your nation. And therefore, a kusi doesn't act like a Jew. Right? The Ritva says, there is a machlokas elsewhere, in a number of places, what's the status of kusim? Whether Kusim or Geri Arayis or Geri Emes. Well, the story in Tanakh, the Kusim, they were, I think the king of Ashur removed, kicked the Jews out, and then he put the Kusim, a non-Jewish nation, into Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with how they were behaving, and therefore he sent lions. They're called Geri Arayos, right? They were Arayos, the lions. The question is, because the lions came, they're like, okay, we're going to become Jewish. So is that considered a true conversion or not? So that's the Machlokas Tanoim elsewhere. The Ritva here says that even according to the Manta Amar Geri Emes, this line is true. Because even if they're Geri Emes, they're not doing Maisa Amcha. They weren't true. We know from elsewhere that they didn't keep the mitzvahs. Says the Ritva, Filo Manta Amar Kusim Geri Emes Heim, Hainu Rimeir V'san Mishnah Kavasei, Mikal Makom, Kvar Kilkulu Maaseyem, Kedisav Bambakama. Right, they're not osa maisa amcha, even if they were geirei emes. And he has the ode, and not only that, says the Ritva, forget kusim, avadim as well. One can assume an eved kenani. One can assume it's not osa maisa amcha. Why? Because the Gemara says elsewhere, the stam avadim pritzim, eved kenani, who's not chayiv in all mitzvahs, and they're half Jewish, half not Jewish, right? Eved kenani is on his way, he's in between. So, they're also not considered osa maisa amcha. So therefore, what's the case? The Brisa said that if a Jew is chayiv malchus on account of a kusi and eved, so what exactly is that case? So Ela Amar Vachabar Yaakov Kigon Sheheyid Bo Vehuzam. The case must be that a Jew testifies about them that they're chayiv malchus. That's the case. And then they become a huzan. So they're going to get malchus. Whatever the case, whatever iser it is, in eved, and never kanani is chayv in mitzvahs, most mitzvahs, and a kusi. So if a Jew testifies about them, and that those Jews are found to be edim zomamin, so in that case, they will be chayv a malchus on account of the eved and the kusi. Says about 1 minute. Eved, if that's the case, then the parallel must be opposite also. Because it says a Jew to an eved and a kusi, and eved kusi on account of a Jew. So the first thing gabi eved, shehayed bavahuzam. So what, would you say a similar case by an eved that also gave testimony and then became an eid zomim, bahuzam? Eved bar eidasu. But an eved kanani, is he kosher for giving eid, and eved is possible eidas. So how could you have a parallel case? If you say that's the case of a Jew to a eved, it doesn't work the other way. We'll get back to that line. Let's just finish first. Ela amra vacha brei derav. The case must be where a Jew was malke, he was chovel in eved that an amount that wasn't worth a shava pruta, less than a pruta's worth of a wound. So in that case, so there that you don't get, there's no payment there. And the halacha is, you get malchus for that. That's the case, and that's a case that could apply in both directions, Jew to eved vikusi and vice versa. And the Gemara just adds, v'lo makshinan haka'a le'klala. And we don't compare haka'a to klala. Why is that important? We don't say, as Rashi explains, that just like he doesn't get malchus for cursing, you don't get malchus for hitting. So that we don't say that, and therefore you can have separate cases. You don't get malchus for the klala, but you would get malchus for the hakah, for the wounding. We know there's an issur daraisa of wounding one, a fellow Jew. If one does it on Shabbos, that's an extra avera, but even during the week, wounding is an avera, but if one wounds for less than a shava pruta, so then one would get malchus. Okay, 2 points. Number one is first is the Arach Laner. We're going to have a couple of important Arach Laners today. So Yerach Laner here asks a question that other Achronim ask as well. He quotes this question from the No Debi Yehuda. Arach Laner says that, what did it say on the bottom? That Eved is a La Bar Eidus. So you can't have the Hechi Tipsi of an Eved giving testimony and then becoming an Eid Zomim. Ksas Kasha, Hala Eidus Isha, Lo Ha'id Shemiz Baila Eved Emon. What do you mean an Eved is not included in Eidus? An Eved is included in Eidus. There is one Eidus that he could give. Eidus Isha, to say that a woman's husband died, and therefore she could get remarried. All the sugis at the end of Mesechus Yevamos. So therefore, you could have a case of an Eved testifying. V'harei b'chol makom sheheid sheker b'huzam, she'if shelakayim kasher zamam hadin deloke. And we know from elsewhere, from the beginning of the Mesechta, whenever an Eved testifies that you can't fulfill, whenever a person testifies, if you cannot fulfill kasher zamam, so you give him malchus. V'yim kein, shaper mishkachas malchus, be'eved sheheid be'isha shemeis b'ayla v'huzam. An Eved that testifies that a husband died, and that he's found to be an eid zomim. So he was trying to get the yarship to pay the ksuba. He was so therefore, maybe you should say that he is in the parsha of getting malchus. So the question the Gemara is asking: how could you ever have a case of an eved getting malchus because of eidus? Right here says the Arach Laner, if he gives testimony that meis baila, that he's proven to be an eid zomim, so he gets malchus. So why does the Gemara throw up his hands and say, I can't figure anything out? And he said, I saw this question in the No Debi Yehuda. And the Nodeb Yehuda says that Eide Isha Shehuzmu Ein Lokin. He says, maybe the rule is, by Eides Isha, you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus. Shaharei, why? Because the reason, Mishum Losane Lechud Ein Lokin, the Lav Shein Bo Maisahu, for the Loka Rachaydit Tegalikra, only Vitzdiku is a Tzadik, based on that pasuk that we had earlier, and there is no Tzadik in Russia here when a husband dies. So therefore, it's not Shayach to the world of Malchus. Even a regular, not an Eved, even a regular person wouldn't get Malchus. That is the Rav Yehuda's answer. But the Arach Laner says something more yisodi, a more fundamental answer. And that is, when we say, and this could be backed up by many sources, when we say an Eved is kosher to give Eidus by Eidus Isha, and what was the Havid Eis, therefore he should be kosher and he should get Malchus, it doesn't mean that he's a kosher Eid. We have flexibility when it comes to Eidus Isha. We're allowed to trust a Goy. We're allowed to trust Mesiach Lefi Tumo. We're allowed to trust Eid Mipi Eid. We're allowed to trust almost anything when it comes to Eidus Isha. That's not because that's real Eidus. That's because different svaras. The Gemara says daiko mitzvah. A woman is not going to get remarried before she checks it out herself. Very, very well. She's not going to want to get remarried, have children, and create mamzerim, and then her first husband, is going to walk back in. She's not going to want that. So there's a chazaka type of idea called a daiko mitzvah. She's medayik. She'll be very careful before she gets remarried, and therefore that's why we'll accept it. But it's not really as edus. Says the Aruch HaNer, Yishlomar, Kiva Devada Min HaTorah, Eved Eino Bar Eidus Klal, Umashe Minu Eidus, Eved Leisha, Eino Rak Takanes Chachamim, Mishim Chshash Aguna, Umishim Hi Gufa, Daiko Mitzvah, Lachin Afilu Huzam, Eino Loke, Mishim Losan Berechid Shaker, Shari Lobotar Az Eidus, He'eminuhu. It's not really Eidus. Therefore, it's not really Eidus. So therefore, even two Avadim that testify, Eidus Isham and Huzam, that is not going to be Mechai of them, Malchus. And therefore, they are totally Mufka from Eidus. That is the Aruch HaNer. Okay. Continuing. So that was where I said, what is the Maskana? The case must be where he was Chovel him a Shave Pruta's worth. Shavah Prudah's worth, a less than a Shavah Prudah's worth of a Hakah, and therefore, that is the case where he is going to get Malchus. There's a Shiloh, the Achronim say, what if he gets him a Shavah Prudah and he's Mochelid? The Gemara could have given that case also, but that is a question in the Achronim. Two dots.
Are the Kusim able to give, are they Kushalid?
Are the Kusim. So again, originally they had some status as Jews, but now the Gemara says, since one time they found the Kusim worshipping Avodah Zarah, so therefore they gave them the status as non-Jews.
They only asked the question here regarding Yevid, is there just Lav Dafka?
Right, so maybe a Kusi originally could have been trusted. I mean, right now, that's what the Ritva said, that right now they have the status that they're not considered Jews today. Gemara continues. Chutz me'al yidei ger toshavs. The Gemara Mishnah ended off by saying, so the Jew goes to Galus for killing anybody except for killing a ger toshav. So alma ger toshav. What do you see from that line of the Mishnah? That a Jew does not go to Galus for killing a ger toshav. That he does not, he's considered, has the status of a non-Jew, an obi kochavim, an idol worshiper. What is a ger toshav? What is a ger toshav? That is a question of the Rishonim in various places. The Ritva here has three categories. Says the Ritva, Gimel Lashonos Nemru Bakusim. Kusim means in the non-Jewish world. Ger Toshav Uben Noach Vakusi. Says the Ritva. This is the Ritva to remember. Daf Tes and Makis. Three Lashonos. He says Ger Toshav, number one. Who's a Ger Toshav? Shekibel Bebezdin Shel Yisrael Lekayim Shev Mitzvah Shenistava Bnei Noach. A Ger Toshav, according to the Ritva, is someone, a non-Jew, who accepts in front of Bezdin to Mekabel Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That's a Ger Toshav. Sorry?
Eretz
Yisrael? Well, that's whether the Bezit, well, you have Bezit and Chutz Laaretz to accept it, he doesn't limit it to Eretz Yisrael.
So Toshav.
But Toshav, maybe he's living, right, L'chora, unless he's living amongst the Jews. I don't know if Toshav Dafka means Eretz Yisrael, maybe, I'm not sure. So Ger Toshav, he says, accepts to all the Shev and Mitzvahs in front of the Bezit of Yisrael. V'kazeh mutu lehisyashiv beinenu u'lazeh nikra Toshav. Amongst us, v'kivan shekiblan bebezdin who nikra b'sheva mitzvahs elu mitzuve va'osa. He's considered a mitzuve va'osa regarding these mitzvahs. Okay, uvechi ha anu mitzuven lahachyoso. Okay, various halachas applies based on that fact. That's a ger toshav. Ben Noach is the next category. Who shelo kiblan bebezdin ela dekimlan shemekayim osa me'atzmo. Nothing in front of Bezdin, but we know that they are Noahites. We know that they do these mitzvahs, but they did not accept them in front of a Bezdin. For who need don't bomb kamisha ain't a mitzvah of Yosef. Midachsev amar v'yimadei aris a gemara in Bava Kama that okay. Different halachas, how much do we have to support them? How much do we have to go out of our way for them? There's Ger Toshav, and then there's Ben Noach. And then you have Stam Kusi. Shu she'eino zoyer l'kayim sheva mitzvahs. That's somebody who's not l'kayim the sheva mitzvahs. And v'chiha, and regarding him, you know, you have the lowest standards in terms of what we have to do for them. That's right. That's the lowest. Those are the three categories of Ger Toshav, Ben Noach, and Kusi. Keep in mind that not everyone agrees to this definition of Ger Toshav. Rashi writes in a number of places that a Ger Toshav is someone who accepts not to do avodah zarah and ochel nevelos v'treifus. He eats treif, and he doesn't keep to do avodah zarah. So it's not like for Rashi, what about the other Sheva Mitzvahs? just quotes that one. Not, he's not Ovid Avodah Zarah. So it could be that there are other definitions according to other Rishonim, but this is the Ritva's nice categorization. Ger Toshav, Ben Noach, and Kusi. Those are the three in the Ritva. Where might this come up? Halacha L'maisa? So I saw where this, I saw this Bir Halacha quoted. So the Bir Halacha, why would the Bir Halacha quote a discussion of Ger Toshav? But he quotes it. Quotes it in Simin Shin Dalad. Simin Shin Dalad. The question is, who is allowed to work for a Jew on Shabbos? Right, you can't have a non-Jew work for a Jew on Shabbos. So in that discussion, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Yehudi Gamur Shehu Sachir, Eino Rabo Mitzuva Al Shvisaso. A total Eino Yehudi, that is a worker for me, and he's working for himself. So he's not doing some Malach V'Bi. He's working for himself. So, a Rav is not mitzvah on his street. If somebody has a worker that he hires out during the week, on Shabbos, does he have to worry what he's doing? The answer is no, you don't have to worry what he's doing. Eino Rav mitzvah al shvisasa. So the Magen Avraham says, on that Shulchan Aruch, Im kibel alav mitzvos hanehugos be'eved, v'hu sachir, nirali de'ein rabo mitzvah al shvisasa kisha ozala atzmo. Even if he accepted the mitzvahs that an Eved does, like an Eved Kenani, so still the Rav is not mitzvah on Shvisaso when he's working for himself. So there, the Bir Halacha talks all about these different levels of types of non-Jews working for a Jew, and that he has one possibility, which is a Chiddush. Again, without getting into the details, is Ela de Svirlei de Gertoshev Gufa, Imratza Lakabel Alav, Be'ez Tchilas Geruso, Ode mitzvos milvad hasheva gamkein chala kabbalaso. The Bir Halacha has a possibility that you could have a ger, not really a ger. He's not a ger fully, but he's a ger tosha that accepts more mitzvos than the sheva mitzvos. That's what he says. Shemechuy v'achar kach l'kayim el demadenaktu sheva l'rabusa sheav sheva mitzvos mechuy v'kayim kol benoach my rabusaya. What's the chiddush? Afilu hachi still, like the Ritva said, if he does it in front of Beis Din, it's chal that he has the status of a ger toshav leinyan shebesuvin lachyoso v'kol shekein he has the possibility of accepting more mitzvos. And he says even Shabbos, which we know Shabbos and Torah are two mitzvahs that non-Jews cannot fulfill, they're not allowed to fulfill, but if somebody wants to become a ger toshav and accept more mitzvahs, that he has this possibility. You can look at this at the end of Simon Shin Dalad in the Bir Halacha to see how he works it out, fitting it into the other sources. Okay, let's continue though. So Alma, says the Gemara, from the fact that a Jew who kills a ger toshav Pata from Galus, Alma Ger Toshav Ovik Chavimu. He has the status that he's an Ovik Chavim. Ema Seifa. But if you look in the next line of the Mishnah, Ger Toshav Gola De Ger Toshav. You see, Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, goes to Galus. So who goes to Galus? Only Jews go to Galus. So Ger Toshav has the status of a Ger of a Jew. So what is the status of a Ger Toshav? Amrav Kahana Lokasha, no problem. Kadmi Ger Toshav Shara Ger Toshav. Kadmi Ger Toshav Shara Yisrael. A Ger Toshav that kills a Ger Toshav goes to Golos. A Ger Toshav that kills a Yisrael, says Rashi, is Chayiv Misa. Lo Sagi Leba Golos. Golos is not enough for them. Let's continue for a second. Ika de Rami Kroi Ahadadi. Some ask this as a steer between two psukim. Not just a question within our Mishnah. Ksiv levnei Yisrael v'lager v'latosha b'socham tiyena sheish ha'arim, the six cities, the Ari Mikla, which we're going to get into at length on Amud Beis, says lager v'latoshav. And then ksiv hayu lachem ha'arim la'mikla lachem v'lo lagerim. So ksirim sukim, is it for even gerim or is it only for you? So amrav kahana lokasha kana beger toshav sharag Yisrael kana beger toshav sharag toshav. Same chelik. So if a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, he does go to galus. Says the gemara, one minute for a mini. We learned in a brisa lefichach. We only have the second half of the brisa here. What does lefichach mean? Rashi says it's referring to the sheva mitzvahs. The sheva mitzvahs bnei noach lefichach. Therefore, if one violates one of the sheva mitzvahs, ger v'ovid kochavim shahargu neheragin, they are killed. They are killed. Why? Rashi quotes the principle from elsewhere, azharasan zuhi misasan. Their azhara is their misa, meaning the fact that they are commanded in the Torah, they don't get hasra'a. Azharasan zuhi, Rashi says, afilu b'shogeg, shein b'nei noach srichan hasra'a. They don't need Asra. It relates to the whole story of Shimon and Levi and Shechem. They don't need Asra. And what do you see from that price? So, Ketani Ger Dumya Dovik Ochavim. So we compare a Ger to an Ovik Ochavim. A Ger Toshav to an Ovik Ochavim. Ma Ovik Ochavim. Loshta the Kotel Barmine. For Loshta the Kotel Delav Barine. By an Ovik Ochavim. By an Akum. It doesn't matter if they kill somebody of their type or not of their type. If they kill a fellow Ovigal Chavim or not Neharag, they don't go to Galus. There's no option of a goy going to Galus. Avger, Loshna the Kadal, Barbi Dev, Loshna the Kadal, Dalabari me Neharag. So the price, if you compare the two, we should say that a Ger Toshav never goes to Galus. So, Stira, we answer the Stira in the Psukim, and we answer the Stira in our Mishnah, that a Ger Toshav goes to Galus for killing the fellow Ger Toshav. But we have this Brisa that compares Ger Toshav to a Ovik HaChavim, and Ovik HaChavim never goes to Galus. So Ger Toshav should never go to Galus. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Chizda lo Kasha, Kansha Hargu Derech Yerida, Kansha Hargu Derech Aliyah. It depends if he killed him Derech Yerida or Derech Aliyah. As we said in the first Mishnah in the Perek, Derech Yerida, he's going to go to Galus. Derech Aliyah, he's not going to go to Galus. Remember the svar that the Rambam gave, Derech Yerida many times is his fault, he should have been more careful, and Derech Aliyah, the Rambam says, is probably more of an ones. So the Gemara explains, Derech Yerida, Yisrael Gali, by Derech Yerida, where a Jew goes to Galus, Ihu Nami Sagilei Begalus, so he also could go to Galus. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, but Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael is Pater, because it's Karov Le Ones, so who Narag? So in that case, he wouldn't go to Galus, he would be killed. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. What do you mean? Amalei Rav Av Kal V'Chomer Hu? So that doesn't make sense, that svar. Uma derech Yerida, the Yisrael Gali, Iunami Sagilei Begalus. If derech Yerida, where a Jew goes to Galus for that, he also goes to Galus for that. So derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, Iu Narag. Derech Aliyah, which is more Karvones. So it's less Chayiv. So a Jew is not going to go to Galus for that. So he's going to be killed for that? Doesn't make sense. So Ella, other two more lines, and then we'll comment. Ella Amarava, Ba'omer Mutter. Came up once before, beginning of the parak. What's the case, says Rava? It's a case of Omer Mutter. He does not know that killing is a problem. That's the case where he is not going to go to Galus because he's going to be killed for that. Omer Mutter. Omer Le Abaya. Omer Mutter Onesu. Abaya argues on Rava and says, no, Omer Mutter is Ones. Omer Le, Shiny Omer Mutter Karv Le Mezidu. He says, I'm sorry, I argue. Omer Mutter, Machlokes Amaroyim, whether it is Karov La'ones or Karov La'mezid. If somebody says, I didn't know murder was Usser, Karov La'ones or Karov La'mezid. That is the Machlokes, and we're going to get into that a little bit more in a minute. But first, an important Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi earlier, just within the Shach Levitarya, the Gemara, the Brisa that was quoted, said that a Ger and a Goy, Shehargu Neharagin. If they kill, then they're killed. For the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Rashi quotes, Azaras and Zui Misasan, and Rashi's Lashon is, Afilu Shogeg. Even Shogeg, Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa, She'ein Bnei Noach Tzrichin Hasra'a. That's what Rashi quotes, as it says in Masechah Sanhedrin. Azaras and Zui Misasan, even Shogeg, Ein Bnei Noach Tzrichin Hasra'a. The Ramban quotes Rashi and says, that's not exactly what it says in Masechah Sanhedrin. It does not say even Shogeg. Says the Ramban, Ve'eino mechuver be'enai, She'ein hadin nosein laharog adam b'shogeg b'mitzvah. I don't think that somebody who was totally shogeg, who did it by accident, should be chayav misa. Saying that you don't need specific hasra is not the same thing as saying that shogeg is going to be chayav. Ve'damrina b'sanhedrin ben noach neherag be'eid echad b'dayin echad v'shavo b'hasra. Why didn't it say it? Even shogeg. It says you don't need hasra. The Ramban says it should have said even shogeg. It doesn't say that there. Right, Rashi says, "Kidam Rida Pesach Hezron." Doesn't say that, says the Ramban. Ela Mashma She'ein Ben Noach Nerag La'Olam B'Shogeg. No, Ben Noach is not killed B'Shogeg. Against Rashi, Avo B'Mezid Below Hasra'a Neherag. That's the case. What does it mean without Hasra'a? It means if you didn't get Hasra'a, but you know you did it B'Mezid. That's the case. Shogeg. Nobody's going to be killed for Shogeg. Miu Gabi Shvichas Damim Im Harag Yisrael Nerag Sharafilu Yisrael Lo Nitna Damo Shel Harag L'Mechila El Agol Av Yomid. Okay, he continues, but that is what the Ramban argued in Rashi, that he says V'chein Pirush Moshe Asfardi, and I think the Rambam agrees with me that a Ben Noach is not killed for Shogeg because the Ben Noach is Shogeg Eino Nerag Elo B'Omer Mutter, only Omer Mutter. That's not Shogeg. Omer Mutter, I thought it was Mutter. That's what the Rambam holds. Mishum Dehavid Lo Loma V'Lo Lamad. And then he goes into the categories that the Ritva went into also. Ben Noach Muzra B'chol Makom, is that a Ger Toshav? What's the difference between all the different categories? That is an important machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. By the way, the Ritva argues with his Grand Rebbe. The Ritva agrees with Rashi. The Ritva here quotes the Rashi, and then he quotes the Ramban, and then he says, Elavadei desugyin muchach akapirish Rashi. I think the Gemara sounds like Rashi when it says Shalom Basra. I think it means I think it means shogi. That is a machlokas here in the Gemara. Okay, so that is the machlokas. Now that we continue. So we have a machlokas here about Omer Mutter, whether Omer Mutter is anus. Sorry?
According to Ramban, he gets
according to the Ramban, in which case? According to Ramban, if a ger toshav, so a ger toshav that kills a ger toshav goes to Golis. A ger toshav that kills b'shogeg, a Jew, I'm not sure, according to the Ramban, what would happen in that case? Because with the other cases, a ger toshav killing a Jew does not go to Golis. We said that means only because he would get killed. What if he would, mam b'shogeg, go to the Ramban? Maybe he would go to Golis in that case. There are other cases a ger toshav goes to Golis. Okay, so we have Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Omer Mutter is considered Mazid or Ones. If somebody says, oh, I didn't know killing was Aser. Well, we've discussed, we're not doing that, doing it again, but remember the sugyas we've discussed a number of times, Omer Mutter by Arias. What's the halacha about Omer Mutter by Arias? If somebody says, I didn't realize that Judaism believes in only one partner. I didn't know. I thought there were open marriages. And he goes as Mazana. So the Maharik has a tshuva that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah at the end of Evan Ezer, which we mentioned, and who holds, Maharik says, even by Omer Mutter, the halacha is she is ne'aseras al-baila. She becomes asur al-baila. Because the machayev of Isur al-baila is not even that you do an aveira. The machayev of Isur al-baila is the maisa merit against her husband. And this is a rebellious act against her husband, even if she doesn't think it was asur from the Torah. So therefore, there's still an Isser Labaila there, as long as she acts with a Maisa Merit against her husband. And that's what we discussed the Sugya. What if it's extenuating circumstances? What if a woman is Mizanet to save the life of many other Jews? Esther, Yael. So that is a Sugya that we could do again at some point. Let's continue. The Va'azi L'Tamayu. Maybe that'll be a Tuesday Shir. Va'azi L'Tamayu. Says the Gemara, they, Rabbi and Rava, go according to their shitas. Elsewhere, to Itmar, kisavar behema v'nimsa adam. Somebody kills, they think it's an animal, and it turns out to be a person. Kenani v'nimsa gertoshav. They think it's from a Kenani, and it turns out to be a gertoshav. What's the halacha? Another case of Omer Mutter. A different type of Omer Mutter. Right? Not an Omer Mutter. He thinks murder is Mutter, but he thinks that he's not doing murder. So Rava Omar Chayiv, Omer Mutter, Karv L'Mezidhu. Rav Chizda, who we're putting with Abaya, Omer Potter, Abaya, Omer Mutter, Anasu. So it's Machlokes. What is Omer Mutter considered? Says the Gemara, Eisei Rava L'Rav Chizda. So Rava says to Rav Chizda, I'll answer your question. You say Omer Mutter is Potter. Let's review some stories from Bereishis. Hincha Meis Al Ha'isha, Asher L'Kachta. Hashem says, right, to Avimelech, you're going to die because of the woman that you took. You took Sarah, so you're Chayim Isa. That was the case of Omer Mutter. He didn't know that she was Avram's wife. And it still says he's Chayim Isa. So you see Omer Mutter is chayiv. So my la bidei adam, doesn't that mean Hashem is telling him that he's chayiv misa bidei adam, and therefore that would be Omer Mutter is chayiv. So lo bidei shemayim, we just mean bidei shemayim is chayiv misa, right? Because I could deal with it, says Hashem. Dekanami dechsev mechatoli, because after all Hashem says from sitting to me, right? Only to Hashem. Sitting so if we're medayik. So Gemara says 1 minute. When Yosef Atzadik says, I don't want to do this Aveira with you, Eishes Potifar, he's a Chatasi Lelokim, should we be Medaik? Only Lelokim will be an Aveira. It wouldn't be an Aveira to Adam. It's Eishes Ish. So Ella Dina Masr L'Adam. It must be that it means, even though it's Lelokim, the Din would be Masr L'Adam. So Hakanami Dina Masr L'Adam. So there's no real Raya either way. Whether when if he says Lelokim or Li in the Pasuk, whether we should be medayik, that only means li. So therefore, you know, don't say that it means bidei shemayim also. We knock out the dekanami. Don't be medayik in that. So there's a possible raya from ha'isha shalakachta, but it's not a full raya because we possibly could knock it out. Period. Important ha'ara again of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner here says that we know there's a big discussion in the Achronim. He quotes it from the Parashas Drachim. Here is that. Here, the Precious Rachim was the Mishnah Melech separate Sefer. So the first piece, I think, is the one that's the most well known. The first piece of the Precious Rachim discuss what was the status of the Avos before Matan Torah? What was their status? Were they super Bnei Noach? Right, they were Bnei Noach with a chayv and a couple of extra mitzvahs, or were they Bnei Yisrael already? They didn't have the Torah yet, but did they have the status of Jews? So this comes up in various contexts. What was the status of the Avos? This is a separate question from, did the Avos keep the Torah? Even if the Avos kept the Torah, according to all those Chazals, one could say they had the status of Bnei Noach who kept the Torah. Or you can say they had the status of Jews, and that's why they kept the Torah. But still have the status of Bnei Yisrael. There's a big discussion in the different mafarshim. But here, the Aruch HaNer quotes the suffix of the Parshas Drachim, and he says, why can't you bring a raya from here? Mizeyish raya l'chora d'avos chaylem b'din b'nei noach lo din Yisrael. Why? Because we're talking about Eishas Ish. Talking about Eishas Ish by Avimelech here. Avimelech, in mincha l'isha shalakachta. He says, HaYisrael enoch, my parachacha, HaYisrael enoch, and also by Yosef. Right, Yosef and Avimelech, HaYisrael enochayev al Eishas b'nei noach. Yosef, he has it right from the second line, I'm sorry. Yosef is not chayev for an Eishas b'nei noach. That's not considered an Eishas ish. And we're trying to bring a raya that it's a chayt to Hashem and a chayt to Potiphar. Kedavrin and Besota, Eishas b'tosvas. Imkein lekadin Allah b'dei shemayim. He wouldn't be chayev b'dei adam. He wouldn't be chayev b'dei adam. So therefore, what's the Gemara asking? It must be, maybe he, it is considered muchach. The avos chayelahem din b'nei noach, and a ben noach has, is there is a concept of ishas for ben noach within b'nei noach. So therefore, doesn't this prove that Yosef had the status of a ben noach? That's what he wants to, he suggests. And he says, maybe, according to some drushes, maybe that was some of the machlokas between Yosef and his brothers. Different from what were they arguing about? So some say maybe that was there was a machlokas about that, whether they had the status of ben noach or not, but that is the Aruch HaNer suggestion. Maybe this Gemara could shed light on that issue. One Rishon, which is quoted whenever this comes up, Machlokas in the Rishonim, is the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor. What's at the end of Parshas Emor? What's the last story there? The story of the Makalel. The one who went, the Magadif, the one who cursed God. So the Gemara there says, who went out and cursed God? A Ben HaYisraelis V'Isha Yisraeli. Right? He was the son of a Jew, and his father originally was a Mitzri. My father was a Mitzri. Right? It's Ben Isha Yisraelis. So the Rashi quotes there, Milamed Shenis Gayer. That's what you learn from the word Betok Bnei Yisrael. When a Betok Bnei Yisrael, he converted. So the question is, what do you mean he converted? His mother was Jewish. Why did this Makalel have to go and convert if his mother was Jewish and his father wasn't Jewish? What do you mean? Enos, so the Ramban says, Enos Yisach LeGeris. Doesn't really mean Geris, says the Ramban. Doesn't mean he converted, according to Chazal. Elak Achol Yisrael Sheniklusu Lebris B'Milu B'Tfilah V'Artzal Zdamim B'Shas Matan Torah. Doesn't really mean that. Avon Eskavnu Lomar Shehalach Acharei Imo V'Nidbach B'Yisrael. Says the Ramban at the end of Emor. What does that Chazal mean? Melamish and Nisgayer. It means he followed his mother's ways. His mother was Jewish. His father wasn't Jewish. Nisgayer means he followed his mother's ways. Doesn't sound that way, but the Ramban knows. What could I do? The mother was Jewish. The Ramban then goes to quote the Tsarfatim, those French rabbis. Tsarfatim Omrim, Kitama Geiris Mibre Shahaya Kodem Matan Torah. You know why there was a Geiris? Because it was before Matan Torah. They had the status of Bnei Noach, and by a non-Jew, everything goes by the father. Says the Ramban, I can't accept it. Right? Once Avram Avinu got Mila, says the Ramban very strongly, Bnei Yisrael. What did the Tsarfatim hold? Bnei Noach. Here it is. Nachlokas Rishonim. What was the status of the Jews before Matan Torah? Big nafkamina. Do you need Geiris? You have a Geiris. You have a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father. That is the Ramban, and that's the Aruch HaNer Sa'ara, how it relates to our sugya. Vayta.
Rav Tista, so he thinks that if you're doing something derech Aliyah, that it's karv lemezid?
Rav Chisda, no. I don't think he's saying it within Aliyah and Yerida. It's a different chiluk now. We're not going back to Aliyah and Yerida. The Gemara gave it new.
That, he says, lo kashar derech Yerida, kashar derech Aliyah.
So the Gemara rejected that. That didn't make sense. I don't think it was karav lemezid. It's just that you can't send the galus. So the other option is misa. That was, but the Gemara rejected that misvara.
No, the Gemara rejected. But
what was the havamina? So what was the havamina? The havamina was that unless we know otherwise that he goes to Gullus in a case of murder, so he's going to be killed. Remember, Rashi says, if you take a Rashi type of approach, all total shogeg is killed. The Rabban can't understand it. The Rabban says, what do you mean shogeg? If a guy's shogeg, he's maybe noas mezeh, but liyas ra. But if you take a Rashi type of approach, so unless you know otherwise, there's going to be chiyah misa. I don't think you can pick out that aliyah is karv lemezen. I would think just any murder is going to be chiyah misa. That would be the havamina. Okay. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Esvi Abayi L'Rava. We're going to try again. Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. So Avimelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to kill the righteous with the, even though they're not deserving, and there's no answer given to that question. And Rashi quotes, Kasaka Daitek Lahavamin is that Hashem agreed to him. So maybe it's Mashma the opposite way, that it's an anus. I didn't know. How was I supposed to know? So maybe this proves Omer Mutter is Pater. The Gemara answers no. Hasam Kidaka Mahadri Ilavei. No, what did Hashem answer him? Hashem answered him that he wasn't, Avimelech wasn't totally in the right. Why? V'yatah Hashem Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu. Return her because he is a Navi. Says the Gemara, Eishes Navi Hu De Mehedar Tadar Delav Navi Lo Tadar. What is Hashem adding? Only because she is the wife of a Navi, you have to return her. But if otherwise not, so Ela Kadamar of Shmuel Ben Nachmeni. No, it's the alluding to of Shmuel Ben Nachmeni's line. The Amar of Shmuel Ben Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Hachi Kamarlei. This is what Hashem was saying. V'yata Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Bikomakom. Return her, period, because she is a married woman. Udeka Amrit Hagoy Gam Sadik Tarog. And that which you say, hey, I'm a righteous guy, what did I do wrong? Hashem did answer him. Halohu Amar Li Achosihi V'chulu. What? I thought she was his sister. Navi, who, don't worry, he's a Navi. Umim Chalamad. And he learned your types of behavior from you. Navi here just means he's very wise and he knows exactly what kind of person you are. Why? Achsanayhu Shabalair. If a guest comes to a city, what's the first kind of question you ask him? Al iske achila vishasiya shawalan or so? Can I get you a drink? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Isn't that appropriate, the first question? But what did you do? Klum shawalan or so? Ishtachizu, achoschazu? Hey, is this your sister? Is this your wife? Is that the first question you ask a guest coming to a city? Obviously, we know what your mind is. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew what type of person you are, so that's why he didn't want to give Sarah. So don't blame Abraham. Mikan, Shebenoch Nerak, Shehoil Olam Ovel Olamah. So what do you see from there? That he's held responsible because he should have known this. He should have known that it was his fault. It's his fault, and therefore he would have been Chayim Misa had he done anything to Sarah. Remember, Rashi Ala Torah gives a different shot of this line, a different chazal, that says he's a Navi Hu, meaning he knows exactly, he didn't do anything, so don't worry about it. He's going to daven for you that you're not going to die. So you don't have to be worried about that. Okay, so that is the sugyas of Omer Mutter. Mishnah. More ish halachas of galus. Hasuma eino gola de Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir omer gola. Machlokas tanam, whether a blind person who kills somebody by accident goes to galus. Based on psukim, as we'll see. Hasone eino gola, asone. Definition written elsewhere. We had it in Sanhedrin. Somebody who is hated, an enemy, does not go to galus because we could assume maybe he did it on purpose. Rabbi Yossi omer, no. Asone ne ragam beishu kamua. Right? Asone is considered warned. So not only is he karvel mezid, he is mezid. Reb Shimon Omer, no, come on. Yeh Sone Golov, Yeh Sone Eino Golov, it depends. Depends what the case is. Zeh HaKlal, Koshu Yachal Omer Ladas HaRag, if it looks like a Mezid case, so then you could say that it was Mezid. Eino Golov. B'Shalo Ladas HaRag, Harei Zeh Golov. But if he killed him, totally, B'Shogeg, and you can tell B'Shalo Ladas, that even a Sone is going to go to Golos. Period. Okay, Taner Rabbanim. So what's the sources for Suma? Bilo Ra'os Pra L'Suma. Below Ra'os. So Asuma is excluded, because it says below Ra'os, he doesn't see now, excluding Asuma who never sees. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Only someone who doesn't see now goes to Golos. Rabbi Meir Omer, below Ra'os. The Rabbos is Asuma. Rabbi Meir said, no, he doesn't see. So here, Asuma doesn't see. So he goes to Golos. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda exclude? Dechsiv. Vashar Yavos, Re'eo Bayars. Anybody who goes into a forest, chop wood, Afilu Asuma. So that would include everybody. Asa, below Ra'os, Miyate, comes along below Ra'os to tell me an exclusion. You have a ribui, then a miyat. Rabbi Meir, below Ra'os, Lamait. Below Ra'os already excludes. Bivli Das, Lamait. Without knowledge also excludes, because somebody doesn't have Das now, excluding somebody who doesn't have Das always. Havi Miyanachar Miyut, Vin Miyanachar Miyut, El Rabos. two exclusions mean you exclude the exclusion, which means you include. So that's why he includes Suma. Rabbi Yehuda Bivli Das, problem is Kavinu Dasa. Rabbi Yehuda uses Bivli Das for a different halacha, excluding miskavin, which we defined already at the beginning of the parak. What does miskavin mean? You have kavanah for one direction, not the other direction, all the other cases. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim about the chiyuv of mitzvos to a suma. So here a suma is excluded from galus. What about mitzvos in general? Chiyuv and mitzvos of a suma. So there's a beautiful discussion. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Pei Zayin, elsewhere, but the Gemara says that when Rav Yosef heard, we'll start with Amar of Yosef. May Reish Hava Mina Man Damar Halacha Krebi Yehuda Damar Pesuma Patim Mina Mitzvahs Ka Vidna Yuma Tavala Rabbanan. Rav Yosef originally said that there's a Shita Rabbi Yehuda there in Baba Kama that assume is Pater for Mitzvahs. When I first heard that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, I used to make a Yantif. Because why? I'm not commanded, I'm still doing Mitzvahs. It's great, I'm volunteering my life. But then, once I heard the principle of Godol HaMitzuva V'yosef V'misha Ena Mitzuva V'yosef, so then I got upset. Mandamar, then I said, I wish somebody would tell me that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's better to do mitzvahs when you're mitzvah. That is the Gemara. So the question is, what does this Gemara say about the chi? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? There is a sheet there that Rabbi Yehuda says there is no chi of mitzvahs for a suma. So what does that mean? So Pashas, one would say that means chi of in mitzvahs asay. What a suma can he treif? So we drift to the Chora, that means Chayv mitzvah p'tur, mitzvah aseya for Suma. That's what Tosas quotes there. But there's a Deya in Tosas, it seems like, that even Losa say. So most Bali, most Rishonim cannot agree to that. If you look in the Sefer HaMachria, which is a separate Sefer of the Tosas Rid, he quotes there in a Haggah, Pliya nizgava la uchawa hechi tazaga daite demad amar suma patim mikol mitzvus shei pada filo mikol avish batorah kikaton velo ye anesh bavodizar gili rais shvi chazav mechilo shabbos v'shar kol aviz bivreishi yisuma he's Yisrael ben das ena naso valto, and that's what we assume. We assume a suma is chayiv in mitzvus, at least even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayiv in the lo sases. Where else does this come up? Halacha lamaisa, it comes up in Hilchos Shchita. Okay, we gotta go in a second. Comes up in Hilchos Shchita. Simon Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Is a suma allowed a shecht? Let's say somebody's watching. A suma, let's say there's a professional shochet that became blind. So he knows that a shecht. He can do it by feel. And somebody's watching. Can he shecht? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Suma Aleph Tes. Lo yishkol lechatchila. He shouldn't lechatchila. Ela im kein achirim roin oso. Right, but if others are watching him, he sounds like he can shek lechatchila. V'im shachat shchitas aksheira. If he did and he checked it, even without, and he checked out that it he did it properly, shchitas aksheira. Shir b'kiva eger there. He de bedavar zeh lo matzinu shum cholik. I didn't find anybody who argues that the shchitas is not kosher b'dieved. And if I find anybody who argues, ulechora l'shitas Rabbi Yerucha dechoshes halacha Rabbi Yehuda the suba patim in mitzvahs. But according to the Rishonim that paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda says suma is patim from all mitzvahs. Memela roi lomar the shchitas suma havi nevela kivin deino mitzuva al azvicha. Right, there's a mitzvah of shchita. So lechora he's mufka from the mitzvah, so you should say that a suma cannot shecht. Umismai mikra devazavachta v'yachalta. So says Rabbi Kevei, Rabbi Yisrach, let me know what you have to say. No. Even according, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're still going to be chai, assume it can still shecht. Why? Because he's not in the mitzvah saseh of shechita, but he is in the lo saseh. He's in the lo saseh of eating treif, of not eating shecht and meat. And that must be good enough for our purposes. That's Rabbi Kevei right there on Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei. Weiter. Rabbi Yossi Omer Asoni Nerag. V'chulo v'halo asur bei. What do you mean? You didn't give him asra. So Masisa Rabbi Yosef Yehuda he the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Chaver in Asar Chasra Vishalonin Hasra El Hafka Mitshogi LeMeisid. Maybe this is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who says, and we're talking about an case of a Chaver who does not need Hasra according to him. Reb Shimon Omer Yeshoni Golav Echulu. It depends on the case. Tanya Ketzad Amar Reb Shimon Yeshoni Golav Yeshoni Sheino Golav. Reb Shimon says Yeshoni goes to Golav and doesn't Nifsak Gola. If the rope breaks, he's holding a pail and the rope rips. I can't do that. You can't have a rope rip on purpose. So Gola, that's what he goes to Golas. Nishmat, if it falls out of his hand, then you have to be worried that he did it on purpose, and therefore Eino Gola. He does not go to Golas. I vatan Yerb Shimon Omer, the opposite. La'olam Eino Gola Ache Yishamet Machzalo Biyado. He only goes to Golas once it slips out of his hand. So you see from there that slipping he goes to Golas and ripping he doesn't. So kasha nifsak on nifsak, kasha nishbat on nishbat. So it's a kasha on each. So we're going to go with Rashi and the box girsa, which is the opposite. The opposite girsa. If you want to look in Rashi, he quotes it just switches nifsak on nifsak and nishbat on nishbat. Right, Rashi says, hadiktani, where does he quote the girsa here? He quotes the original girsa. Let's just do it from the box. The box also says the opposite girsa. So the box says on the bottom, Nifsak, nishmat on nishmat, lokasha, slipping out, haba oev habisone. Right, if it slips out, that depends on oev and sone. Because if it slips out, a sone is not going to go to galus. And oev is going to go to galus. Nifsak on nifsak, lokasha, harebi vaharabanan. But nifsak on nifsak, if it rips, that's the chalik of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. What was Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Remember the Mishnah we had on Shabbos? That was if you're chopping wood and the axe handle, the top breaks off from the handle. So are you chayav galus for that? Or does it have to be the tree that breaks off? So according to one shita, as long as you have the handle in your hand, you're going to be chayav. So too, if the rope rips and you're still holding the bottom of the rope in your hand, you're going to go to galus. But if you say that that's not good enough, you have to have the piece of wood fly off, so then here, that's also not good enough, and you're not going to go to Golos. That's Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, so you just switch the gears around. Mishnah, let's just...
With
Eino Gola,
what happens?
It depends on the case. If it's Eino Gola Karav La'ones, then he's Pater.
And if it's
Karav La'mezid, then it's tough luck. You're going to... The Ari Miklat cannot protect you, and you have to watch out for the Gola Adam your whole life. That's what it says. So says the Mishnah, Lahechan Golan. So where do you go to Golas? Lari Miklat, to the Ari Miklat, L'shalosh Eber HaYardain, U'l'shalosh Sheba Eretz Kanaan. Right, to the three on the Eber HaYardain, and three to Eretz Kanaan. Isn't this in the Torah? What do you need to, what's the Chiddush here? Is this in the Torah? So the Aruch Laner again suggests maybe the Chiddush is that even if you're from one side, you're allowed to take refuge on the other side. Maybe that's the Chiddush. That there are six. Right, three on each side of the Yardin. Shemar eshalosh harim titznu meivar layardin veshalosh harim titznu beres kanan v'chulu. Atchlo nifchu b'shalosh eretz Yisrael lo yishalosh meivar kanan yardin koltos. Until the three in Eretz Yisrael were set aside, the three in Eber Yardin did not start working. Shemar sheish arei miklat hiena achi yihu sheshtan koltos ka'achas. All six have to start working at once. Umuchuvanos lahen drachim izulazu, and you have them equally. It had them equidistant from each other. Shemar tachin lucha haderech v'shilashto v'chulu. So they're all equally distant from the borders and in between each other. Umosrin lehen shnei tamidei chachamim shemi yargena baderech v'yadabere lov. So when the Bezdin sends him to the Ari Mikla, you send him two tamidei chachamim along. So just in case they meet the Gol Adam, the tamidei chachamim could convince them otherwise not to kill this person. Rabbi Meir Omer, afu medabere de'asmo. He also could try to defend himself. Shnemar v'zed v'harotzeach. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Bitchila echad shogi vechad meizim makdim alari miklat. It used to be that everybody first, right away, went to a near miklat. Ubezdin shochan avivino somisham. And Bezdin then goes and brings him from there to put him on trial. Mishan is chayav misa, bebezdin harguhu. Vishalon is chayav misa, patruhu. Right, then they patterned him. Mishan is chayav galus, bachzirin asolam komo. Shneemar, vashivu oso ha'eda el ir miklato. There he's returned to the ear miklat. Ask the Meshach Chachma. Why don't the six all work until, why don't the three work on the other side until the first three work? Why don't they do it all together? So number one, so that people don't have to leave Eretz Yisrael. If the first three in Chutz La'aretz work, first people are going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. You don't want people to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. And number two, va'od, look at this, derotzeach shegola, this is in Parshas Maaseh. A rotzeach is constantly looking, I hope the Kohen Gadol dies, I hope the Kohen Gadol dies, and he has hope that maybe he'll die tomorrow. But we knew, that everybody knew, that Elazar was going to be alive throughout Chalukas Ha'aretz. So if somebody had killed, he knew he'd have to wait 14 years. That he would be Bitsaris. I'm going to have to be here for 14 years, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want this person to be miyuash totally, so that's why they don't all work together. And just to end off, we've mentioned in the past that the Tiferes Yisrael, and we mentioned it from the Rambam, that the Tiferes Yisrael on this Mishnah says, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu set them aside? Right? If they're not going to work yet, let me Yoshua Bin Nun just set aside the six. No, Moshe knew, even if I could do half a mitzvah, let me do the mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is not going to be accomplished anything yet, Zeriza Makdima LeMitzvahs applies even to half mitzvahs. Even if I know I can't finish it, let me at least start it. Let me at least start it. Like the story of Gemara Tainis, where the man is planting a tree, and Chodei Magal goes over to him. How long is this tree going to take to grow? 70 years. 70 years, what are you planting it for? When I came here, right, there was a land full of trees. So I'm planting for the next generation. I'm doing what I could do. That's not a mitzvah, but just in terms of action. So to the Tiferes Yisrael right here says, that's the Chiddush. We do what we could do, even if it's not going to. Hacha, avagav, da, frash is called vav, arim, mitzvah, achas, hayu, Moshe Rabbeinu, lahayu, biyadu, ligmar, kol, mitzvah. Still, he did what he did, even if he couldn't finish the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam also says in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the fourth parak. That's what a mitzvah kala is. A mitzvah kala, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu did it, even though they weren't going to work until afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll get into other issues related to Arei Miklat.